One other thing I wanted to ask you about is gemtuzumab, and also wanted to ask you about inotuzumab for.
Yeah, that's INO. We
Right,
call that
INO.
INO.
Yeah, I'm liking that
INO.
whole thing.
Yeah.
But can you talk about these two antibody drug conjugates and how they fit into therapy?
So the problem with antibody drug conjugates is the drug that's conjugated doesn't stay conjugated terribly long, and it leaches out and poisons the rest of the body. So you tend to take these patients to transplant if you're using these drugs, and then they die during transplant or they're at high risk. So that still is sort of a black mark against both antibody drug conjugates. That said, they do have their uses. Gemtuzumab, the older drug that we always use, is anti-CD33 conjugated to a vicious thing called calicheamycin, does work in certain circumstances. We've always known about it. It's like, it occasionally will salvage a relapse patient. It was interesting, though, that in Europe, when they began really studying this, that the cooperative group trials there clearly demonstrated that if you had favorable risk AML, meaning core binding factor, inversion 16, 821, here's another example of subtype your AML, if they even got one dose of gemtuzumab in their induction regimen, their survival was dramatically better than the others. So many, if not most, AML centers in the U.S. are incorporating gemtuzumab in their early treatment, the so-called favorable risk AMLs. Now, we don't use it in anybody else because many of those other patients end up going to bone marrow transplant. And this is not a drug you want to give before a bone marrow transplant. You just don't want to do that. So it's very specialized use, but we're glad we have it. We're trying to look at its use for APL because we think it actually is going to be pretty effective to debulk APL, but that's a story in progress. INO is a little bit different. INO is still finding its way. It is an antibody drug conjugate against CD22. It is effective. I have used it to salvage ALL patients, but I have also seen those ALL patients die from transplant-related complications due to VOD. VOD is the dreaded condition called veno-occlusive disease. I like to describe it as you've had too much chemo and your body is melting. And that's essentially what happens to patients who get this type of drug and get a transplant. And so we're still learning when and how to incorporate INO into either salvage or upfront treatment of ALL. That's an evolving story, and Blina, in my view, overshadows it considerably.